contest time.
It's contest time.
It is contest time. Johnny, tell them what they could win.
It's contest time on Rock 107, sponsored by Rock Solid Wrestling. Win a family four-pack of tickets and enjoy a family-friendly night of live wrestling as Rock Solid Wrestling presents Wildside Saturday, May 31st. All proceeds support the Motley Crue, a Camelford-based softball team for individuals of all ages with special needs. Tickets available at rocksolidpro.ca.
All right, typically on Friday with contest time, we do the Yacht Rock thing, but we have some special guests in studio with us today. We have kind of a, what would you call it, a morphing of a couple of different
Canadian
bands here.
Super groups, yeah.
We have Jay Emmons from your Glorious Sons.
Hey,
welcome to the show,
good
Jay.
Good day.
Steve Kirsten, also of the Glorious Sons. Welcome.
What's going on, man?
And Mike Montgomery of Boston Levi.
Morning.
Good welcome, to see you guys. Welcome to the show, guys.
Is this the first radio interview for Eddie and the Dirty Boys?
Very first.
It is. Oh, look at that.
Part of history.
We got to get a plaque put together and everything.
With
now.
The three of them in here, we've tripled our audience for
That's
listening.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly. well, we're going to get started. We thought if we're going to have the guys in here, and we'll talk more about what's going on with them and why you know they've come together like this. But we, you know, business is business, so we've got contest time. But I thought let's get them involved here.
Yeah.
So last night, as we spoke earlier this hour, you had the big Scripps Spelling Bee championship deal.
Let me guess, an Irish kid won it. No?
Faison. What's his, how do you say it? Faison.
Sounds anyway, Irish, yeah.
Little seventh grade kid. Took home the trophy.
The word was like 16 letters.
I've never heard of that word.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Anyway, so we've got a list of words, guys. And what we thought we would do is, and you can work on this collaboratively.
Yeah, okay? Work as a team.
So we'll get a contest player here at 771-1071. All they have to do is successfully agree or disagree as to whether you guys spelled the word correctly.
You'll nail it. I have total faith.
All right.
We're going to kill this.
We've got, there's a list of 11. We'll look for what, 5 correct spellings?
That's half, yeah. Fair enough. 771-1071 if you want to play this morning.
We'll look for our first contestant with caller 3.
This portion of Quinty's Classic Rock on Rock 107 is energized by NRG Alternatives, LED lighting electrical distributor.
Wow. Contractors have told me to check out NRG. I'm glad I did.
Visit the NRG Alternatives showroom and save on a huge selection of LED light fixtures, bulbs, and electrical products. NRG Alternatives showroom, Belleville's best lit secret. NRGA-LED.ca.
The thrill of a lifetime is about to start. Buckle up for tight turns, high speeds, roar of engines that will make your heart race. Who's got the grit to cross the finish line first? Find out Saturday night at Brighton Speedway.
This Saturday night, 7 p.m., Lambert Construction and Concrete presents the Lawns We Do 360 Sprints with the Empire Super Sprints and more. Don't miss it.
See BrightonSpeedway.ca. Affordable family entertainment, racing on dirt, as it should be.
Your style says modern chic, but your furniture screams vintage. And not in a good way.
Ugh!
Well, that's uncomfortable. Fortunately for you, Leon's No Money Miracle event is back. And you'll find huge savings, like 50% off select sofas, including the Lucy reclining sofa, only $749. Plus, pay no money down, not even the taxes or fees, with no monthly payments and 0% interest until 2027 OAC. It's a miracle. Leon's No Money Miracle. Visit Leon's or Leon's.ca. Now that's comfortable.
Homestead Marketplace.
Truck month at GMC. Tackle the open road with added confidence in the 2025 Sierra 1500 Pro Graphite at 0% financing for up to 72 months. With an available 5.3-liter V8 engine, 20-inch high-gloss black-painted aluminum wheels, off-road suspension with available 2-inch factory-installed lift kit, plus a towing capacity of up to 13,200 pounds, you'll be ready for anything this truck month. Truck month is on now. Ask your GMC dealer for details.
This month, only at Prime Windows and Doors. Purchase new windows or a door and get a free upgrade to triple glazed glass or low EI 89. That's right. Prime gives you more comfort and more energy savings at no extra cost. Plus 0% financing for 12 months OAC. Don't wait. This free upgrade offer ends soon. Call Prime Windows and Doors or visit primewd.ca to book your free estimate. Prime Windows and Doors Belleville. Quality, style, and savings you can see.
All right, let's get to it. We've got Mike Damon on the line. Mike, how you doing this morning? Oh, why can't I hear Mike? Oh, I got to pick up the line. That's why. There we go. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys today?
I think I'm okay. I'm a little thrown. You know, whenever we have, you know, something out of the regular routine, I get a little ADD. I'll be fine. I'll be all right. Mike, you're up against, so to speak, or you're working with, really, Eddie and the Dirty Boys here, okay? So they're going to work collaboratively to spell these words that I announce. All you have to do, Mike, is agree or disagree successfully as to whether or not they've spelled the word correctly, okay?
Sounds good.
We need five. We need 5 out of 11 correct spellings. Are you guys ready?
Yeah?
All right. Get a step up to the mics here.
Yeah.
All right. First word. Glorious. Who wants to take that one?
Wild, you're in.
I think it's Mike. Yeah.
G-L-O-R-I-O-U-S.
What do you think, Mike?
I'm going to agree with that one.
There's one. Oh. There's one.
Grade 4, man. There we go. We're rocking.
All right. Next up. Dilate. Dilate.
I think I got that one.
Okay. Jay's going to take this one.
D-I-A-L-A-T-E.
Sounds good.
Ooh, no. No, it's not. It's not dilate. It's dilate, like your eyes are dilated. D-I-L-A-T-E. That's okay. Easy mistake.
It's 3 in the morning dilation.
Okay, next up. Indict. Indict. Who wants to take this one?
I got this one.
Okay, Jay's going to take a kick at it.
I-N-D-I-C-T.
What do you think?
I'll agree with that.
There's two. You got that one. Excellent. All right. Let's go with, liquefy. Liquefy. Mike, you want to take a crack at this one?
I'll take a try at it.
Okay.
Yeah. L-I-Q-U-I-F-Y.
What do you think, Mike?
I think that's a good one.
Ooh, no. I would, and you know what? That's the way I would have spelt it, too. But
well, it's the American spelling. I think partial points are we, okay.
Okay,
there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough.
That's 3. In reality, it's L-I-Q-U-E-F-Y, at least here in Canada.
What?
I know. Yeah, I had to go. I actually Googled it to see if they made a mistake
here. Communist
plot. All right. Let's go with Bologna. Bologna.
It's right up Steve's alley.
Steve, you want to take a crack at this?
I'll give it a shot here.
Okay.
Let's go. B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
What do you think, Mike?
Ding, ding. I like that one.
There's 4. Just needs one more. Nicely done, Steve.
Killing it.
He knows his bologna. let's do minuscule. Minuscule. Who's doing this one?
Stevie, finish it off here.
Minuscule.
It's a tough one, but let's try M I N U S C U L E.
What do you think, Mike?
I disagree with that one.
Oh no, he was right actually.
Oh damn.
He was correct. All right, you still got
just a tiny mistake in the minuscule.
Yeah. You got a few more chances here. You're doing all right. Let's do orangutan.
Oh my God.
Who wants to tackle that one?
I'll give it a shot. O R A N G U T A N.
What do you think, Mike?
I'm going to disagree with that.
No, he got that one.
Now I feel like a monkey.
All right. Broccoli. Broccoli. Who wants to take this one? Mike, you want to do this
like
one?
I feel like I could maybe get that one.
Okay, take a shot.
B-R-O-C-O-L-I.
What do you think?
Get that one wrong.
Yeah, you're right. That one was wrong.
Oh, right. Part of the cabbage
being
family.
Being a former
chef, I better know that. Being a former chef, I better know that one.
There you go. It paid off for you. Nicely done. You got yourself that four-pack of passes. It's tomorrow night, the Rock Solid Wrestling presentation of Wild Side at the Sterling Rodden and District Rec Center. Have a whole lot of fun. I know you will. Stay on the line a couple of more seconds. We'll get some details to you right away. Look at this. Glorious Sons, Rock 107.
I want to be normal. I want to be sane. I want to look at you and feel something other than pain. I need shelter, safe haven. I want a quiet place to go and wait.
Seven Glorious Sons Panic Attack 823 with Buzz and Durkin. A mix of sun and cloud, chance of showers, and a high of 21. Today we're 13 in downtown Belleville right now. And again, a welcome to our special guests in studio this morning, members of Eddie and the Dirty Boys, which is a kind of a mashup, if you will, of some guys from the Glorious Sons and a couple of guys from Boston Levi. So in studio today we have Jay Emmons from the Glorious Sons, also from the Sons, Steve Kirsten, and from Boston Levi, Mike Wild Montgomery. Again, welcome to the show, guys. Good to have you here. And your spelling skills are exemplary.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you spell that one? Exemplary?
I don't know. I was just saying, like, my spelling skills have gone way downhill.
Well, I was impressed. I was impressed.
It's kind of embarrassing.
It's all right. I don't think it's played too crucial a role for you lately. Unless, you know, when you write lyrics, I guess as long as everybody knows what the gist is.
How do you spell gist?
Gist, yeah. So, right off the top of my head, I got to wonder how and why. Why? I've always wondered when a band seems to be chugging along and they're gaining some really decent success, why do they want to do something else? It's not, and we should emphasize, this isn't like an end to the Sons, yeah. but what drove you to do a side project like this?
Well, two cases of a Heineken initially. We weren't doing anything during COVID, so Wild and I sat down at my kitchen island for a couple days and just drank Heineken. We didn't even finish one song. But we got a really good idea, which you'll hear, you know, coming up. It's called, that's what the song's called, Two Cases of Heineken, right now at least. So, yeah, when this all kind of started, we just didn't have anything going on, so...
It was just something to fill the time.
Yeah. Well, and it's been interesting the way that COVID changed a lot of the way people did stuff. But Mike, I assume you guys have known each other for a long time, and you've played together. You've done shows together as well. Tell us a little bit about describing this band and what you think of it.
Yeah, I mean, Jay and I have known each other for pretty much our whole lives, I guess. So yeah, we played in bands like in high school and. You know, after that, before the Suns formed. And then, like you said, we kind of got back to writing together, I guess, during COVID. And then I started playing at Boston Levi right around that time. And so we played with the Suns quite a bit through that. And then, this was just a little bit of a different vibe, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah.
You guys had just done your first show last week. And from what I remember of the show, which is very little, it was awesome. You guys are going to be headlining Canada Day, and Rock 107 is the stage presenter for that show. Steve, you guys got a show tomorrow. You guys are kind of doing, Eddie and the Dirty Boys are performing, but also the Glorious Sons, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a little bit of double duty going on.
Off the Fergus?
That's right.
So tell us, you guys have got summer shows. So is it a mixture of both the Suns and Eddie and the Dirty Boys kind of throughout the couple of months you got here?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I'm not the logistics guy. I show up.
Is that Eddie?
Yeah, we got a handful of shows. We're just kind of keeping it light and fun. And, you know, Suns are really busy, so trying not to fill up all of the spare time with more rock and roll.
So,
you know,
one of the obvious questions is, obviously with the Suns, Brett is your frontman, your vocalist. Who's the singer in Eddie and the Dirty Boys?
That would be me. Would be
you?
Eddie. Yeah.
Well, and is there does this mean there could be more opportunities for Jay on some lead vocals with the Suns, or is this just something that you're comfortable doing as with a different band?
I don't even know if I'm comfortable doing it with the Dirty Boys yet. And it's definitely not something I aspire to for Glorious Suns. But
really? Okay.
Happy to sing backups all day long.
Okay.
And you guys are working on an album. Are you hoping by the end of the year to have it out, or what's the goal with that?
Dirty Boys' first single probably come midsummer. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of...
Real quickly, what would you describe your sound as? Obviously, it's not a carbon copy of the Glorious Suns.
It's like the aim with this band and the first song that we ever wrote, it was to model it around something like the Faces.
Oh, cool.
Like real kind of raw and gritty.
Kind of gritty, yeah, yeah.
And then there's a little bit of country, like Jimmy Buffett twang in this song a bit. What else is in there?
Yeah, I think that was the main goal. When we had the two cases of Heineken, we basically...
I was going to say, it sounds like the style of music that would come about after a couple cases of beer.
Yeah. He listened to Stay With Me by the Faces like 20 times that day, and and then came up with this song. So
awesome. Listen, we got to play some commercials, do the news, and then on the other side of that, we're going to get a live performance from Eddie and the Dirty Boys. Stick around.
Spring is in bloom at Thrasher's Garden Center. Hi, I'm Michelle Thrasher, and I would like to extend my deepest gratitude to our amazing community for supporting our family business at our temporary location since our devastating fire loss. We would especially like to thank McDougall Insurance and Travelers Insurance for the legendary and exceptional claim service we received. We are so excited for our grand opening happening June 7th. Come and check out our new old location at 26 North Front Street. Thrasher's Garden Center makes it easy.
It's gonna be a slobber knocker. Rock Solid Wrestling storms into Sterling this Saturday. In the main event, Canadian heavyweight champion Jake O'Reilly defends his title against Daddy Davis. Ringside seats $25, general admission $20. It's action-packed, family-friendly, and a portion of proceeds support the Motley Crue special needs softball team. Rock Solid Wrestling, live at Sterling Arena this Saturday, bell time 7 p.m. For tickets, call Sterling Arena or online at rocksolidpro.ca.
Trish Clark.
She's local and loving it.
Hi, I'm Trish Clark, sales representative with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty. I love Quinte because of the people. I know and love the area, and I love helping people buy and sell homes even more. Contact Team Trish for a free home evaluation. Love it, list it, leave it with Trish. Visit listwithtrish.ca.
Connect with other locally owned businesses and support the heartbeat of Quinte. Support the heartbeat of Quinte. Choose local with DFG Farms.
Make your farm work smarter for you. DFG Farms is your local ag leader dealer, offering a full line of precision ag products, including data management and setup for any major brand. Get it all at DFG. Call Dave at 613-327-4620 or visit dfgfarms.com.
Choose local and support the heartbeat of Quinte.
What's happening, Quinte, on Rock 107.
Greater Napa Knee Pride is back. Saturday, May 31st, the celebration begins in Conservation Park at 10:15. Following the parade will be a full day of music, vendors, food, family activities, and entertainment. Visit napaneepride.com.
What's happening, Quinte? Brought to you by Hitchens Hearing Center.
May is Hearing Awareness Month, and all month long at Hitchens, you could win a pair of Bernafon premium hearing aids when you book a complimentary hearing test. Visit HitchensHearingCenter.ca. Access to quality hearing health care in Belleville, Picton, Trenton, and Wellington.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Home Air Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Call Home Air Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Now, an update from the Rock 107 News Center.
Good morning, sun and cloud, chance of showers in 21. The Ontario Fire Marshal is investigating what's being described as a suspicious fire in Quinte West last night. Around 10:30, emergency crews were called to 1325 Old Highway 2. It's a multi-unit commercial building that houses CC Cycles and Farmer's Daughter's Sub Shop. Chief John Whalen said emergency crews were thankfully nearby and the blaze was quickly knocked down. Damage estimated around $75,000. Two people injured following a crash on the Tyendinega Mohawk Territory yesterday morning around 10:30. Crews were called to Lower Slash Road and County Road 49. A person taken to local hospital, another to a trauma center. A 13-year-old boy from Pickering arrested after an older woman fatally attacked outside her home. Durham's police chief said the woman was outside in Pickering when an apparent stranger approached her in the afternoon and stabbed her. A Quebec legislature committee is recommending restricting social media accounts for young people. The members say youth under 14 should be barred from social media unless they have the consent of a parent or guardian. Belleville's 2025 pop-ups on the Bay kicked off yesterday. The season will include 11 new and 7 returning vendors featuring food, crafts, clothes, and other products. The latest Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaign in Madoc and Marmora has raised more than $23,000 for the Hastings and Prince Edward Learning Foundation. The 17th annual Dancing with the Stars Quinte is set to take over the Empire Theater tonight. Only about a dozen tickets left. Details at QuinteNews.com. The Edmonton Oilers are Western Conference champs. They beat Dallas in Game 5, 6-3. They host Florida in Game 1 of the Finals Wednesday. The Jays walked Oakland 12-0 yesterday. They meet again tonight. The New York Knicks kept their season alive with a 111-94 Game 5 win over Indiana. And Ben Griffin has the lead at 7-under after the first round of the PGA Tour's Memorial Tournament. Sun and cloud today, a chance of showers in 21, chance of showers in 11, but not a bad weekend tonight. Get the latest news anytime at QuinteNews.com. Brought to you by Carpet One Floor and Home Belleville. Your hometown flooring experts, carpet1belleville.ca. In the Quinte News Center, I'm Tim Durkin.
All right, we're back here with Eddie and the Dirty Boys, which are Jay Emmons of your glorious sons, also Steve Kirsten from the Suns. Not with us today, Claude Northey, he's from Boston Levi, Adam Paquette from the glorious Suns, and also with us in studio from Boston Levi, Mike Wild Montgomery, and again, together they make up Eddie and the Dirty Boys. They're going to play, I would assume, what is going to be your debut single.
This is right now it's called Two Cases of Heineken. It's going to be out this summer. It's good summer drinking too.
Lay it on us.
All right, here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Cases of Heineken. We love it. Fantastic. As I think Dick Clark would say, that's going to be number one with a bullet.
Look forward to having you guys Canada Day, Rock 107, presenting Eddie and the Dirty Boys, Tiny Horse, Andy Forgy, the whole crew at the main stage for Canada Day in Bell Vegas.
Fantastic. Guys, thanks so much for popping in and sharing this time this morning with us. Again, Eddie and the Dirty Boys, Jay Emmons with us this morning from the Glorious Suns, Steve Kirsten from the Suns, and Mike Wild Montgomery from Boston Levi in studio. Thanks for coming out with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for
and what an amazing song. Love it.